right. Welcome in, everybody, to another deep dive.
Yeah.
And this one is going to be juicy. We are going deep into a Facebook feud that, like, exploded in Deer Park, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, sometimes these local dramas, you know, like, they can teach us so much about how we behave online.
Yeah.
And about, you know, community dynamics and stuff.
Right.
So we are diving into this heated discussion that all started over a young man in a red BMW who was apparently driving recklessly. And we have got comments, we've got posts, and we've even got a response from the driver's father. So that's where we are headed. What are we trying to do with this? We're going to try to untangle this whole mess and see what lessons we can all learn.
Yeah, it's amazing how one little incident can just blow up online. It's like a wildfire, digital wildfire fueled by fear and anger and, you know, that need for people to get instant justice online.
Yeah, and this all started with a woman's post.
Yeah.
She described this near miss with the BMW at a gas station. She was understandably shaken up, especially because she had her baby in the car. So her post, it just like became this lightning rod for the entire community's concerns about this reckless driving.
And what's interesting to me is how quickly people online shifted away from focusing on just the incident and started trying to figure out who this driver was. Some people were, you know, digging up info about his family, his father's business, even sharing pictures asking, is this him? Is this him? It makes you think about, you know, the ethics of internet detective work.
Yeah.
Is it about holding people accountable? Or is it turning into like a public shaming campaign?
Yeah, because on the one hand, you know, people want to feel safe in their community and holding reckless drivers accountable.
Yeah.
As a part of that. But then on the other hand, you know, publicly naming and shaming somebody, especially when it's a minor, could have some really big consequences.
Huge. We could be talking about damage to this kid's reputation, to his family's reputation, damage to their business. And there's also the legal stuff to think about, too, sharing stuff online that isn't verified, that could be defamation. And that has real-world legal problems that come with it.
And then, boom,
yeah,
out of nowhere, the driver's father jumps right into the comment section. He's like, hey, everybody.
Wow.
I just want to let you know that I am so sorry about my son's behavior. I have taken away his car, and I want everybody to know that this one incident does not represent who he is as a person.
Yeah. So that's like classic damage control. And it just shows the kind of pressure that parents are under these days. They aren't just responsible for what their kids do offline, but also for managing what happens online when it all goes viral.
Yeah, it's wild. And some people in the comments were like, way to go, dad. You know, like taking responsibility. Good for you. But then other people weren't having it. They're like, no, this isn't enough. We need harsher punishment. Some people were even saying that people should arm themselves for protection. It's like the internet pushes people to these extremes. And they lose sight of how things actually work in the real world.
Totally. You know, it's that mob mentality thing. People get swept up in all the outrage. And they say things they would never normally say. And that's how things can get dangerous. Suggesting violence is never the answer to reckless driving? This is a legal issue. And there are ways to deal with it properly.
Absolutely. But in the middle of all this chaos,
yeah,
I did notice that there were some people trying to, like, you know, bring some sanity to the conversation. They were like, look, teenagers make mistakes. We got to give people a chance to learn from what they did wrong. We need to chill out and take a more measured approach.
Yeah, those voices are so important because it reminds us that there's always more than one side to the story. And judging an entire group of people, you know, in this case, teenagers, that's not really accurate or fair.
Totally. But then things took a darker turn. When somebody in the comments shared a personal story about how a similar situation ended really tragically, a young driver lost their life because of reckless driving, and their family and community were completely devastated.
You know those personal stories? They really have a way of changing people's minds. It's like a dose of reality hitting the online world. It makes people confront the consequences of what can happen when people drive recklessly. It reminds us that this isn't just some theoretical debate. This is real life, and it affects real people.
Yeah, that story really makes you think, you know, reckless driving isn't just some, you know, minor thing. It can have some really awful consequences that you can never undo. It makes you wonder, like, is there any way to stop this kind of behavior before it goes that far?
Yeah.
And this whole thing has me thinking about how do we hold people accountable, but like without creating this online shame spiral? It's a tough one, right? Because people are scared and they're angry. But is public shaming really the way to fix this?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the question, isn't it? Where's the line? We got to remember that everyone makes mistakes. Especially young people. And the internet has basically given us this huge megaphone to broadcast everyone's mistakes to the whole world. But does that really help anyone learn from them?
It feels like it just causes more harm than good.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you're this kid. You messed up. Your dad took away your car. But now everyone on Facebook knows about it. People are threatening you and digging up your family's info. It just feels like too much.
It's a lot for anyone to handle, especially a teenager. And we can't forget about the family either. They're being judged and maybe even, like, shut out by the community, all because of what one person did. This one incident could affect their business and how people see them for a long time.
It's like a reminder that what happens online, it can have real-world consequences for the people involved and their families.
Right, it's like this ripple effect.
It's crazy. It's like we need some kind of rules for the internet, like a digital code of conduct or something, so people know how to have these conversations online without attacking each other or making things worse.
I think that's a great idea. We got to encourage respectful dialogue, you know, where people can voice their concerns without resorting to, like, name-calling and threats. It's about finding ways to hold people accountable without publicly humiliating them or taking the law into our own hands.
But how do we actually make that happen? It seems like the internet brings out the worst in people. Like all that anger and aggression just bubbling to the surface.
It's true that online spaces can turn into echo chambers where people with really extreme views, they just find validation and encouragement. But I do think people are starting to realize that we need to have more civil and productive conversations online.
So you're saying there's hope? That we can change things and make the online world more thoughtful and empathetic?
I think we can. It starts with each of us taking responsibility for how we act online, choosing to have respectful conversations, calling out misinformation when we see it, and advocating for a more nuanced approach to these really complicated issues.
So instead of jumping on the outrage bandwagon, we should be encouraging people to see things from different angles, to think critically about what they're reading, and to remember that there are real people on the other side of the screen.
Exactly. It's about having empathy and understanding, even when we disagree with someone's actions or opinions, recognizing that we all make mistakes, and that there's usually more to the story than what we see on social media.
This whole situation with the reckless driving is like a tiny version of the bigger problems we face in the digital age. How do we live in this world of instant information and always being connected without losing touch with our humanity?
That's a tough one, and I think the answer is finding ways to balance our online lives with our real-world interactions, building strong communities, having those difficult conversations face-to-face, and remembering that what happens online is just one part of the whole picture.
So it's not about abandoning social media completely. It's about using it in a smarter and more responsible way, having meaningful conversations, trying to understand different points of view, and remembering that there's a real person behind every screen with their own story.
Exactly. It's about realizing that we're all connected, online and offline, and that what we do affects other people. We can make the world a more compassionate and understanding place, one interaction at a time.
So the next time you find yourself scrolling through some heated debate on Facebook, take a second, take a breath.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, how can I make this conversation more positive and productive?
And remember, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is just listen. With an open mind and an open heart.
That is so important, especially these days when it feels like everyone's just yelling their opinions. Sometimes the quietest voices can have the biggest impact. Man, this deep dive has been quite the ride. We've seen all the anger, the fear, the demands for justice, but also those little sparks of empathy. And those voices urging everyone to just, like, take a step back and chill.
Yeah, it really shows just how complicated it can be to navigate these online spaces. It's so easy to get caught up in all the emotions and lose sight of the bigger picture. But as we've been talking about, there are ways to engage thoughtfully and productively, even when things get tough.
Okay, so let's bring it back to our listener for a second. You might be thinking, okay, this Facebook drama is kind of interesting. What does it have to do with me? How does any of this apply to my life?
Well, I think there are some big takeaways here that go way beyond just this one incident. First, it's a huge reminder that reckless driving has real-world consequences. We all have a responsibility to be safe on the roads and to report dangerous driving when we see it. It's not about being a snitch. It's about keeping ourselves and our community safe.
Right. And second, it really highlights how important it is to think about how we act online. Think before you post. Consider how your words might affect other people. And try to have respectful conversations, even when you disagree with someone.
And it's also a good time to think about how we're getting our information online. Are we really thinking critically about the sources? Are we considering different points of view? Or are we just feeding our own biases?
That's a really good point. It's so easy to get stuck in that echo chamber of our own social media feeds, where we're just constantly being bombarded with stuff that already agrees with what we think.
And that's where things can go really wrong. When we only hear one side of the story, we jump to conclusions and make judgments without having all the facts.
So how do we break out of that echo chamber and start having more balanced and informed conversations?
I think it starts with being curious, you know, seeking out different perspectives,
challenging
our own assumptions, and being open to the possibility that we might be wrong.
So it's about having those tough conversations, asking those hard questions, and being willing to really listen to what other people have to say.
Exactly. And sometimes it's about knowing when to just walk away. Not every online debate is worth having. Sometimes the best thing to do is step away from the screen and go interact with people in the real world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. You have the power to shape the online world. You can choose to add to all the noise and negativity. Or you can choose to be a voice of reason, empathy, and understanding.
And remember, even small actions can make a big difference. A kind word, a thoughtful comment, a willingness to listen. Those are the things that build a more compassionate and connected online community.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the heart of a small-town Facebook feud. We hope you've learned something valuable about how we behave online and how to be a responsible digital citizen. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those conversations going.